Baghdad, Iraq, Sunday. Yet another U.S. soldier was killed in Iraq, this time in Amara. This was the latest in a string of attacks that have killed at least 18 U.S. soldiers this summer in Iraq. Afghanistan, today. NATO is reporting the death of a soldier of unspecified nationality from an insurgent attack. Afghanistan, yesterday. NATO is reporting the death of another soldier of unspecified nationality from an IED blast in an undisclosed location in southern Afghanistan. Afghanistan, Saturday and Sunday. NATO is reporting the deaths of three soldiers of unspecified nationality from insurgent attacks. Afghanistan, Sunday. The Danish military is reporting the death of a Danish soldier from an IED blast in an area west of patrol base line in the Upper Garesk Valley, Helmand Province. Denmark has announced that they will withdraw from Afghanistan this year. One country at a time, the coalition is being whittled down, just like in Iraq. Afghanistan, Monday. NATO is reporting the death of a soldier of unspecified nationality from a non-combat related injury somewhere in eastern Afghanistan. Is this yet another GI suicide? Afghanistan, Tuesday morning. Afghan President Hamid Karzai's half-brother, a man the Washington Post said was evolving into a real U.S. ally, was assassinated at his home in southern Afghanistan, an official reported. Sardar Mohammed, reportedly a member of Ahmad Walid Karzai's own security team, killed him with an AK-47, according to a person who witnessed the killing. Yet the Washington Post reports three pistol shots were used instead, consistent with the report that one weapon was turned over to guards and a second, concealed weapon was used. The Taliban took credit for the execution, but some say he was killed for being a liability to the current government instead. He was an old-school warlord and strongman with a long list of enemies. Afghanistan, today. A bomb exploded against the motorcade of an Afghan governor on Wednesday as he made his way to the funeral of President Hamid Karzai's brother. The attack wounded two Afghan troops, the government reported. The governor was en route to join thousands of mourners in the Kandahar province. The governor of Helmand province, Gulab Mongol, and the provincial chief of intelligence were unhurt in the attack. The bomb was detonated by remote control, wounding two nearby soldiers, according to the governor's office. Pakistan, Tuesday. U.S. drone strikes continue to kill people, even as Pakistani-U.S. relations reach their lowest point in many years. At least 45 people were killed by missiles launched by U.S. drone aircraft in Pakistan's northwest in less than 24 hours, local intelligence officials reported on Tuesday. Baghdad, Iraq, today. Three Katyusha rockets hit the U.S. embassy in West Baghdad's fortified Green Zone on Tuesday, according to a security source reporting to Oswald Al Iraq News Agency. Baghdad, Iraq, Monday. Three Katyusha rockets scored direct hits on and in the Green Zone, wounding a member of the Iraqi parliament and her sons. Quote, one of Al-Fadhila Virtue Party's legislators, Camila Al-Musawi's sons, was injured in a number of regards when they tried to save her and her family members when their flat was a target for a three Katyusha rocket attack targeted against the Green Zone early on Monday, her office statement reported. Baghdad, Iraq, Monday. Six rockets were fired into the fortified Green Zone in Baghdad, reported state-run Iraqi television. It added that the rockets had been launched from a neighborhood south of the Iraqi capital. The attack caused no casualties, according to the report. Was this a second rocket attack, in addition to the one that wounded an Iraqi legislator? Baghdad, Iraq, Monday. Two elements of the pro-U.S. Al-Sawa, or Awakening, militias have been killed, and four others were injured in a booby-trapped car explosion in West Baghdad's Abu Ghraib district on Monday, according to a Baghdad security force. The Sawa, or Awakening, fighters are former resistance fighters who turned coats to side with the U.S. in 2007 and are regarded as traitors by nearly all current insurgent elements. Kut, Iraq, Monday night. A U.S. Army patrol near Delta Base was attacked using an explosive charge in the city of Kut, the center of southern Iraq's Wasit province, on Monday night, but losses were not known an Iraqi police source reported. Wait a minute. What U.S. patrol? What IED? I thought U.S. combat operations in Iraq were over. Oh yeah, that's been said before. Mission accomplished? I don't think so. Mr. Barack Obama, now is the time to pull the plug on 8 and 10 years of useless war. Bring all the troops home today.